Xin chào.
안녕하세요.
สวัสดีค่ะ.
สบายดี. 你好.
Who's today?
你好吗?
Como está acá?
Hey everybody, welcome to Dragon Radio 36. I'm your host, Tony Reno. Thank you for joining me again. Trying to get these shows out in a little more timely fashion. Been able to do that. Got some good feedback and email lately. The music in today's show is almost entirely submitted by listeners and or friends. So that's always a good sign. Saves me a little time and trouble when people send me stuff. I don't always use everything that's sent to me, but I definitely listen to everything that's sent to me, so keep that in mind when you're submitting material for air here on Dragon Radio. As always, you can send me emails at info@dragonradio.hk, or you can check out the website www.dragonradio.hk or just dragonradio.hk. And of course, listening to the live stream when you want to hear Dragon Radio 24 hours a day, live.dragonradio.hk. We're going to start this show off with music from Japan. These two artists were sent in by my buddy over at peoplesrecords.net. I'll talk a little bit more about Adachi and his contributions to the program and how we communicated through Google Translation to get the material to you today. So without further ado, here is Higuchi Makiko and a song called Button on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
が明けて って街の片隅で俺は産声を上げた。少年になったその時に進むべき道の選択肢がそこにはなかった。ロックラウンと呼ばれてる憧れってやつに少しでも近づきたかったから、生まれた街一人で飛び出して歩いてきた自分の道を終わりなき旅はまだ続いていくのさ、この先もずっと Baby can't stop walking my own way, Baby can't stop walking my own way, Baby can't stop walking my own way, 諦めるほどだろまっすぐに Can't stop walking my own way, Baby can't stop walking my own way, Baby can't stop walking my own way, Love love っていう心の声で歌い続けてる。
That was Trashbox and their song Voice of the Heart. Before that, we heard Higuchi Makiko and a song called Button, both from Japan and both sent in to me by my new buddy Adachi over at peoplesrecords.net. Now, peoplesrecords.net is his website. He has set up, and these records are on his label. And the interesting thing about Adachi and I is we have communicated entirely in either Chinese or Japanese script, neither of which I read or write. So what I do is I get an email from Adachi in Chinese, I cut and paste it into Google Translate, read it in English, reply in English, translate it back to Chinese and sometimes Japanese, and send it back to him. And I don't know how he did it, and I don't know, I guess since I was doing all the translation on my side, he didn't have to do any. But I know the translation machines aren't perfect, yet, but they're pretty damn good because we were able to get some music for you here on this show. So just another example of how internet technology is making our lives easier day by day. Isn't that wonderful? Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. I'm Tony Reno. This is show 36. Another podcast I wanted to tell you about, our cub reporter in Bangkok, Tanapa. For a long time, I had promised her a show or a slot here on Dragon Radio and just was not able to get it together for her. So what they say is true. When you love someone or something, set it free. I did set Tanapa free, and now she has her own podcast. It's called TanapaCast at Podomatic.com. So at TanapaCast, TanapaCast, Podomatic.com, you can actually hear her shows. She produced about five of them before I decided, you know what, I can't hold her back any longer and she's got to put them out. So she threw up five shows right away, and she just put out her sixth show. So you can link to her podcast off of my site, or just go to the Podomatic.com website and search for Tanapacast. And it's a really good show. It's about 25 minutes. I think she's going to scale it back to about 15, make it a little more compact and to the point. If you like the stuff she did here on this show, I'm sure you'll like her podcast. And I wish her all the best. So I'll mention that. I'll mention some other websites later. But let's keep the music going now. This is music from China, a band called Cold Blooded Animal. And this is from the CD, also called Cold Blooded Animal and XTX, a collaboration with an artist called XTX. Anyway, from China, here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
谁家孩子要是不睡，爸爸妈妈就叫进大嘴。啦蹦蹦蹦蹦，哒啦蹦蹦蹦蹦嘞哟个。啊，冰冻冰冷，哒啦蹦蹦蹦叮哟个。
Was Glorious Pharmacy and their song Ma Long from their CD Ma Music. Before that, we heard a song called Cold-Blooded Animal from an artist called Cold-Blooded Animal from a CD called Cold-Blooded Animal and XTX, also from China. Both of those songs were sent in by my buddy Max at Rockin' China, rockinchina.com. You can check out that website. We've mentioned his website before. Lots of great information about music, alternative music in China. So much information that I would like to repeat here, but it's pretty redundant. You can go check it out yourself and find out about shows in Beijing. I'm actually going to Beijing and Shanghai later this year. So if anybody is up there listening, I'm looking for some good shows. I tried to contact PK14. And they will not be playing a show in Beijing at that time. So if any other bands out there are listening, and we'll be playing shows in Beijing middle May, I haven't confirmed dates yet, let me know. Send me an email, info@dragonradio.hk. And hopefully I can come out and see the show and maybe even get an interview or something like that. That would be very nice. Anyway, thanks to everybody who contributed to the show. Fanapa and her podcast, Adachi at peoplesrecords.net, Max, of course, at Rockin' China. And also, I've been very encouraged lately. I've heard a lot of other podcasts about Asian music. I ran across one today on MySpace.com, I think it was, or maybe it was MSN. A girl in the United States doing all hardcore Japanese music. So that was pretty cool. I guess the word is spreading. There's good Asian music, even though it's sung in the Asian language. It's no barrier. It's just good music all around. And also, there is a China-specific podcast that has just started not too long ago, something Max told me about. And I appreciate hearing about all these other, we'll call them partner podcasts. and we'll try to create a big network of places where you can hear Asian music. Anyway, thanks for listening. We're going to finish the show off with another friend of mine here in Hong Kong, Chris. And this is her band. They've broken up since, but it was called the Sisters of Sharon. And they recorded, I think, two CDs. And of the two CDs, this was the one track that she sent to me, sung in Cantonese by Chris. This is the Sisters of Sharon and their song Will on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. You have a good week. Take care.